Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. It is jumping in time again. Would you believe it? 9 o'clock Saturday night, our favourite time of the week. Hopefully your favourite time of the week as well, as we look at some of the best in modern and contemporary jazz. I'm H.
And I'm Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. And what kind of special is it this week, I hear you ask? Well, just an hour of some of the best modern jazz around, with absolutely no likelihood of impartiality or consensus of opinion, and an element of rivalry and brotherly sarcasm thrown in for good measure. How much more special could a show be?
Oh,
and
dear.
Yes, it's October, but no fest. Well, at least not for us. For although the London Jazz Festival is hoping to go ahead with a mixed digital and socially distanced event, unless we could persuade the powers that be to isolate us for 2 weeks on our return, we won't be able to attend this year. So, what's been hardening your conkers this week, H?
I'm harking forward perhaps a couple of months to Valentine. It's the name of the latest from Bill Frisell, with his regular, now for some time, trio of Rudy Royston and Thomas Morgan. The Lost Septet. Oh, septet, if I can say it, of Miles Davis. And I know we had him a while back, but I didn't have it at the time. I do now have it. The last one on ECM that Gary Peacock did, Tangents. Great stuff it was, too.
I'm looking forward to Miles Davis's sextet. Very good. And for me, nothing from a lady, an unfitting piece, a trip from the south, and an Ayurvedic mind-body type that is associated with air and space. I'm sure you know all about that. But to get things going, let's brave the elements with Two Shades of Nude. Here's Doug Beavers.
Thank you.
Two Shades of Nude there, the title track from trombonist Doug Beevers' sophomore album as a leader. Beevers, perhaps best known for his work with the Mingus Big Band, or indeed the Eddie Palmieri Big Band. But for this 2010 release, he put together a band of nine of the best on the New York scene, featuring, among others, John Iribagon on tenor, Alex Sipigan on trumpet, Tony Marino on drums, Henry Hay on piano, and, of course, Doug on the bone. Although no explanation of the title is given, I can only assume his wife sent him out to buy stockings. Brave man.
The mind boggles, indeed. Bill Frisell, we haven't heard from him for a while, I think, under his own name. He has a new one out on the Blue Note label, Valentine. A little bit early for Valentine, I think, isn't it? But that's the name of it. In any case, it's a nod. The track itself, which you're going to hear, is a nod towards his one of his great heroes, of course, Thelonious Monk. And this is with his regular touring trio. And he says in the notes he was just delighted to sort of record it. They've been together for a couple of years. Valentine, as it says in the note, captures a road band of simpatico improvisers after more than 2 years of performances together in jazz clubs and concert halls across the States and throughout Europe. The group wrapped up touring for 2019 with 2 weeks on the same stage where pianist Bill Evans, bassist Scott LaFaro and drummer Paul Motion had recorded a treasure of the trio format Sunday at the Village Vanguard. I wouldn't disagree with that. Usual trademark Bill Frisell, sliding lines. Not so much of the electronics and the looping, just here and there more subtly used, a bit more straight playing, and some really, simpatico playing indeed with his trio, with Thomas Morgan, wonderfully sympathetic bass player, and Rudy Royston at the drums. Let's hear Valentine. Terrific stuff. I've been enjoying that one a lot in the CD player over the last few weeks. Valentine, Bill Frisell's trio, Rudy Royston at the drums, Thomas Morgan on the bass, out on the Blue Note label. Pretty much a documentation of the current Bill Frisell trio, which has been touring over the last few years, and Bill saying he really likes it being out there. The Bill Frisell trio, it's suggested, joins a rich legacy of three member groups with varying instrumental configurations who have made important jazz recordings. The Nat Cole trio of piano, guitar and bass, the trio of piano, bass and drums led by Hank Jones, Errol Garner, Bill Evans and many others, and in more recent years, of course, the Carla Bley trio of piano, saxophone and bass. Also, perhaps, I think not mentioned there, of course, the Sonny Rollins a trio with Elvin Jones of the drums. I do love trio formats, and it's a good one. Check it
and
out.
More trios coming up in a little while. But, yeah, he's like a fine wine, isn't he? As long as he stays clearly away from his absolute country phase, can't
yeah,
go
that's
wrong with... A
bit too much, the full-on country.
Yeah. But well, another thing, a variety of great quality jazz has been coming out of Poland, as regular listeners will be aware, and it just really wants me to visit a festival there when we're allowed to do such things. And great thanks, of course, to Steve at stevejazzsounds.co.uk, who's aided our education along the way. Daniel Popielkovich and his quartet produce an amazing range of styles and sounds. He has taken from his 2017 released Nada is Madame Chichi. What can you say to that? Madame Chi-Chi, taken from Narda, the 2018 release from Polish guitarist Daniel Popalkiewicz. I'll try. With keyboardist Paweł Tomaszewski, bassist Robert Kubajczyn. I'm not doing well with these teeth.
I'll keep going.
And drummer Paweł Dubrowski. And apologies to all of them, of course. The album ranges from Matheny-esque Latin and sort of softer styles right through to out-and-out raunch, but it's all skillfully executed and a thoroughly enjoyable disc, Narda.
Yeah, great stuff. And it is amazing the amount of stuff that comes out of Poland, even though they are fairly difficult to pronounce for non-Polish speakers. The musicality speaks for itself. Absolutely wonderful. Much easier to say, Miles Davis, the Lost Septet, not Sextet. Obviously, did have a sextet as well, which did Kind of Blue, I think, was a sextet. But this is much later on when he was getting into, he's getting influenced by Billy Hendrix. He's getting into the funk sort of sound. Not everyone's favourite period, I grant you. But there's some enjoyable stuff to be had there nonetheless. And this, the Lost Septet, the seven-piece never recorded in the studio, but they did do a Europe tour in October and November of 1971. And from that, this is one of the best performances from the Wiener Konzerthaus in Vienna on November the 5th, 1971. His previous album, to give you a sort of a picture of where he was in Miles' history, was Jack Johnson. But he was still going through more changes in the music, slowly moving on to more of a rock sound than jazz. And of course, as I was saying, his friendship with Jimi Hendrix was a big influence. Gary Bart said, "We were intense as any rock band. And just as loud."
Yeah.
all long, long tracks, as you can imagine, being live as part of this 1971 Europe tour. Miles on trumpet, Gary Bartz on sax there. Keith Jarrett in his electric phase on piano and organ. Michael Henderson bass. Ndougou Leon Chancier on drums. Don Elias, or Charles Don Elias, is listed on percussion. And also James Mutume Foreman on the percussion as well. You can hear that sort of funky Hendrix guitar and rock influences coming through. As I say, not necessarily my favourite period of Miles stuff. A little goes a long way sometimes, but I actually have listened to two CDs worth of this. I did listen to the whole lot one evening and really rather enjoyed it. As did Mabel, my cat. And a great quote on the actual CD cover itself. Miles is your man. But that new music you're into, I just can't get with it. Miles says, shall I wait for you?
Probably at least two other words there which had to be edited out for the album sleeve. Miles, of course, was in that unnerving period of wandering around and occasionally sort of facing the audience, but quite often just going in, staring straight at whoever the musician who was soloing was, which must have been, he wasn't the easiest taskmaster, I understand. Now next, an exciting and perhaps unexpected sound. It's been sitting on the shelf for a while, from two up-and-coming young British jazz horn wunderkinds. Tom Barford, whose 2017 debut Bloomer on Edition won him the Kenny Wheeler Jazz Prize, and Alex Hitchcock, All Good Things, which was an out-and-out swinger. And we had a nice interview with Alex, which we took from the 606 Club a little while ago. Their new project, called AUB, takes them on a different path. But, well, in a good way, here's Not Jazz. not jazz.
Not far off.
Not far off, certainly, from Alex Hitchcock and Tom Barford, and their recently released AUB album, led by... albums led by two sax players are not a new thing, but this could not be much further away from Sonny Rollins' Ten of Madness in its concept and execution, with a variety of electronics, which add colour and great support from the rhythm section of Fergus Ireland on bass, and Britain's smiliest drummer, James Madron, or one of the two smiliest drummers, makes a compelling listen. Thanks very much to Dave Stapleton at Edition Records for sending us that.
Who's the other smiliest drummer?
Obviously. No, the brother. The two brothers we see at...
Tom and, Barford. Yes, I know the ones you mean.
Yeah.
It'll come back to me in a moment. Scottish, from Caber. Bancroft?
I don't mean Tom Bancroft.
Oh, no. Oh, he's lost me altogether now. Who do you mean, then? We don't know. We'll have a think about it while we have to listen to this next one. We'll come back. We did, obviously, only the other week, pay homage to Gary Peacock, who sadly left us a few weeks back. A fantastic bass player. One of the best, certainly, in the modern jazz spectrum in the last 40, 50 years. Played with so many people in so many different styles, which is a sure sign, I think, of a great artist. He could play straight, he could play free. You know, he could sort of play anything, it seemed. And wonderful stuff. In latter years, he had his own trio, and I think they brought three out. And I was hoping to play the last one he brought out, Tangents, from 2017. I didn't actually have it. I do have it now. So I thought, yeah, and wonderful sort of footnote it is to his career as well. A lovely one to leave us on ECM. Gary himself on double bass, of course. Mark Copeland on piano. The wonderful Joey Barron on the drums. And with more than a nod to Ornette Coleman, here's a track he calls Rumblin'. Thank you. Great stuff. Well worth checking out that one as well. Tangents. I think certainly the last record he did for ECM, as far as I'm aware, the last Gary did under his own name, unless there's stuff in the vaults or something I'm not aware of. If it was his last, then a great legacy, that one. A really wonderful album. Some up-tempo, some reflective, some jaunty, some quirky, some quite free stuff. A real good mix. Great trio he had there as well. Mark Copeland, another understated player on piano. Gary Peacock, of course, leading from the bass. Joey Barron on the drums. Another smiley drummer, but the smiley drummer we were thinking of was Steve Brown.
I knew I'd get there in the end, yes. And he's equally as smiley. So anyway, going on, the man likes trios. What can I say? And I don't mean you, I mean saxophonist Will Vinson. Well, if his latest release, Trio Grandi, is anything to go by, keep it up, that's all I can say. Here's Northbound. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jump It In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Might be forgiven for thinking that is Nick Birch and Ronan. Sounds remarkably like it, doesn't it? It's actually Sonar with David Torn. I think they're Swedish guitar trio. David joining them as well, guesting live looping and electric guitar. Stephen Thelen on tritone guitar. Bernhard Wagner on tritone as well. Christine Kuntner on tritone bass. Emmanuel Pescanelli on drums and percussion. Transportation Volume 2.
Good stuff indeed. And yes, I've got the first Sonar one. Haven't got that. I did see it was out. And they stick around just with the guitar and electronics format, so less instrumentation than some of the Nick Bech. But Nick Bech's own record label, Ronin, is worth checking out. There's a free sampler lasting nearly 2 hours of stuff available on Bandcamp of those. And before that, what a great album. The second great release this year from the talented Will Vinson, the British-American sax player, released 441 even, at the start of the year, which had a great lineup of five different pianists in quartet settings, and I really enjoyed that and still am. But Trio Grande, which comes out next month, definitely worth grabbing. Gilad Hexelman and drummer Antonio Sanchez, the three of them have recorded before on the 2018 release It's All Right With Three, and that familiarity and empathy certainly shows. Highly recommended it is. Well, what an action-packed hour it's been. Hopefully something for everybody.
It is, yeah.
Don't forget, you can listen again by subscribing to the podcast or indeed straight off the website. Well, that's about it. We just got time for a track from One, the debut release from London trio The Devils of Moco, recorded just before lockdown. They are Malulele Matondo on bass, Sam Gardner on drums, and Dominic J. Marshall on piano and synth. Here's Vata. See you next week.
See you next week, and thanks to Lee at Rare Noise for transportation. Take care.
Bye for now. We'll be right back.